96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. We offer a full line of Yokohama tires, the Geolander AT-GO15, Yokohama MT-GO03, and the Avid Ascend LX. So whether you're on or off-road, Yokohama tires will get you where you're going safely. And while you're here for tires, we can service your vehicle as well. Our experienced, certified staff can handle repairs including brakes, shocks, tune-ups, alignments, and more. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, your Yokohama dealer. For service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Wednesday morning, the 1st of September, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Emporia Public Library Director Robin Newell. Robin, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to September.
Welcome to September. How are you today?
I'm doing fine.
Outstanding. Well, thanks for joining us here today. It's specifically to talk about September 11th, 2001, the day that changed the world. Talk about this educational exhibition, which is underway.
We do have a poster exhibition. It's 14 posters. And what this is includes archival photographs and images of the artifacts from the 9/11 Memorial and Museum. And it's really done to remind us, and you got to remember that this is 20 years ago. So we've had 2 years of kids graduate from high school that have never had any experience with that personal knowledge of 9/11. So it's in remembrance of them, of those that really rose up and met that disaster the way they did, all of the first responders. And inspire people that even at the worst of times, communities will come together and help each other and support each other and then find that strength to renew and rebuild.
So where is this located within the library, Robin?
So it is on the second floor. If you come up to the second floor on the elevator, on the stairs, you're going to want to go all the way over to the west side of the library, and it's tucked into one of those little, we've got kind of little reading nooks, and it's tucked into the little reading nook that is closest to our, stairway, the back stairway.
Yeah, definitely the day that changed the world, and something we never will forget, the deadliest terrorist attack in world history. And who developed this exhibition, Robin?
And you're right, you know, nearly 3,000 people died that day. And when you think of that huge number, it's just mind-boggling. But the actual exhibition, again, was curated by the 9/11 Memorial and Museum, and it was developed by them, and it's been made possible in part by the National Endowment for the Humanities. It's a humanities program. It's, again, a reminder to us of one of the most, and I don't know if you remember, Chuck, but I certainly remember where I was at when it happened. I was working in a library. I remember one of our staff members pulling an AV card out with a TV and bringing it out so that not only the staff could watch, but the patrons could watch. It is a day that, just like when John Kennedy was shot, I will never forget in my life. And it was a TV event. I mean, it was broadcast, so it had even a wider implication for all ages. But it is a time for us to, again, reflect and to remember and to honor those people that really came together and helped during that time of terrorism and that time of tragedy. And just as a side note, over 20 libraries were lost that day. And in library world, that's a significant number. Over 40,000 negatives of John F. Kennedy were lost that day. Helen Keller's handwritten letters were lost that day. So there's so much more. And I'm not making light of the individuals that died, but just the information that the world lost that day from a librarian's perspective was huge.
Robin, how did this exhibit come to Emporia? How were you able to secure this for, what, about a week and a half's time period?
They put a call out, and it only went to certain libraries. I don't remember the number now, but they put a call out, and you had to apply for it. So we applied to the humanities, and we were selected as one of the libraries to be able to have this display. And we feel very honored to be chosen to remind people of not the trauma, but again, that strength that we have in America. I think it's been shown through the pandemic of people being able to come together and help and really make a difference in their communities.
So how long will the Emporia Public Library be housing this exhibit?
It will be here through the September 30th. And again, I just encourage you to take part of that if you feel like you can. It is hard to remember a traumatic event like that, but it's also good for us to remember so that history doesn't repeat itself again.
Well put. Robin, what are your hours so that folks can pop in and see the exhibit and also everything else that you've got going on inside?
We're open from 9 to 6, Monday through Friday, and we'll be open from 11 to 5, or excuse me, I'm sorry, 1 to 5 on Saturday and Sunday.
All right, there it is, September 11th, 2001, the day that changed the world, an educational exhibition at the Emporia Public Library on display through September 30th. Robin, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Robin.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.
And Emporia Public Library Director Robin Newell joining us on our primetime Newsmaker, Chuck.
All right. If you'd like to be part of our Newsmaker segments, right now the only one we have left this week is Friday. So if you would like that spot for your event activity or purpose, give us a call, 342-1400, or shoot us an email to kvue@kvue.com. First Friday Art Walk organizer Kayla Mock joins us in this slot tomorrow morning.
And our Newsmaker brought to you this morning by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham in Emporia. Mel's Tire, where service is not expensive. It is priceless. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham. KVOE Live and Local, 726, cloudy, 67 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
This is Marcus Circle, manager of Emporia Golf Course. The All-Veterans Scramble will take place on September 11th, so grab a team and join.